The following is an audio program provided by the Conscious Evolution Institute. Study proves link between testosterone deficiency and male frailty. There are a number of prominent studies that have come out in the past decade which correlate low levels of endogenous testosterone with a number of different physiological ailments. A new study presents evidence that older males who are testosterone deficient are at a significantly higher risk of developing geriatric frailty than their counterparts with normal testosterone levels. The clinical study observed a group of over 3,600 Australian males over the age of 70. Scientists discovered that the group of males who were testosterone deficient in comparison to their peers were either more physically fragile or had higher incidence of frailty as they aged further. Low testosterone correlated with poor health outcomes. The study and its implications were revealed in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. This scientific data provides further evidence that the loss of endogenous testosterone as a result of the aging process leads to poor health outcomes. The problem that scientists are trying to figure out now is, what can be done about testosterone deficiency? Zoe Hyde of the Perth University of Western Australia is the principal researcher who led this important study. He and his colleagues are very cautious against recommending testosterone hormone replacement therapy with the current body of evidence. But they do display a certain level of optimism and possibility when discussing the subject. Ms. Hyde believes that widespread clinical testing of testosterone replacement therapy for testosterone deficiency needs to be conducted as a means to assess the effectiveness of the therapy to treat or prevent physical frailty that occurs as a result of such deficiency. She understands the great potential of this amazing therapy, but she feels that the risks and benefits of testosterone treatment need to be assessed before the therapy could be properly approved. Testosterone replacement is proven beneficial in many ways. Testosterone has been proven to have many fantastic benefits for patients over the age of 30 who suffer or are simply beginning to notice the effects of accelerated aging due to testosterone deficiency. Testosterone hormone replacement therapy has been shown to aid males in building both muscle strength and muscle mass. In addition to this, testosterone elevates red blood cell counts and bone density as well. It is a proven and unfortunate fact that testosterone levels drop with age. There is also mounting evidence that shows that older males who develop testosterone deficiency have a higher rate of major medical issues such as osteoporosis and bone fractures, depression, and diabetes. All of these ailments, along with other less recognized factors, lead to a lifespan which is potentially reduced by a marked degree. Although testosterone therapy seems promising, there is much more research to be done. There is not a definitive link that proves that testosterone deficiency has a direct causal link to male health problems that occur as a result of the aging process. It is still unclear in exactly what ways that testosterone hormone replacement therapy can aid men who are suffering from the physiological effects of testosterone deficiency. There is plenty of promising evidence regarding a number of different consequences of aging, but there are still many leads yet untapped in the clinical research community. A number of scientific studies have discovered that testosterone therapy administered via injection or patch has the capability to remove adipose fat tissue and build muscle mass. But there is not yet definitive evidence that physical changes that occur lead to enhanced strength, mobility, or physiological function in the population of older males. Testosterone frailty study in depth. In the above study, Dr. Hyde and her associates monitored testosterone rates and frailty in 3,616 males whose ages ranged between 70 and 88. Of those 3,616 males, the team was able to meet 1,586 of those males for further assessment in the following 4 to 7 years. At the time of their first evaluation, 15% of the males were found to be clinically frail. The clinical definition of frailty is that an individual displays a minimum of 3 of the following symptoms related to health deterioration. Issues walking for a distance longer than a single block, problems ascending a single flight of stairs, more than 5 major physiological ailments. The full list of eligible conditions are arthritis, cardiovascular disease, depression, asthma, stroke, anxiety, skin cancer, colon cancer, osteoporosis, emphysema, chronic bronchitis, Alzheimer's, myocardial infarction, angina, hypertension, leg ulcers, dementia, and diabetes. Chronic fatigue, or unintentional loss of weight which accounts for more than 5% of body mass over a period of a number of years. Researchers discovered their initial hypothesis to be correct. Participants who were found to have a testosterone deficiency were significantly more likely to suffer from clinical frailty. In addition to this, patients who were initially found to be healthy but had lower levels of free testosterone than normal were found to be at an enhanced risk of developing clinical frailty than participants who were found to have average levels of testosterone for their age group. Dr. Hyde believes that the next logical step that emerges from this study is that testosterone replacement therapy should be provided to willing participants who suffer from both clinical frailty as a result of low testosterone and those who have a testosterone deficiency and have yet to show signs of frailty. Free testosterone is vital to healthy aging. One intriguing finding discovered by the study is that total testosterone concentration is not affected by the aging process, but free testosterone levels are affected tremendously. Free testosterone levels are an important indicator of the presence of testosterone's benefits because free testosterone is much more biologically active than other configurations of the hormone. It is important to note that the study provides no ability to prove that testosterone deficiency directly leads to male frailty. Dr. Hyde believes that total causality may never be fully proven because there are a multitude of potential comorbid disorders which can lead to both testosterone deficiency and symptoms of clinical frailty. Even healthy patients with low testosterone are at elevated risk of future complications. Despite the fact that scientists may not be able to directly link testosterone deficiency and clinical frailty, the fact that relatively healthy patients who were initially found to have low testosterone levels were later found to develop physical frailty at an enhanced rate compared to their peers displays a significant probability that testosterone hormone deficiency plays a prominent role in the issue of male geriatric frailty. Dr. Hyde feels that there are biological mechanisms which make this a distinct possibility, since testosterone has been proven to be important for the maintenance of muscle health and bone strength. In spite of this, there is not yet definitive proof that testosterone replacement therapy can viably be used to prevent or treat clinical frailty. There is a possibility, for example, that testosterone could lead to prostate enlargement or complicate existing tumors of the prostate, whether benign or cancerous. In addition to this, there is not yet sufficient data to make a knowledgeable prediction whether testosterone therapy enhances the risk of heart disease in older males. Live healthy, live consciously. For now, Dr. Hyde believes that the most important thing for older males to do at the present day is to maintain as active and healthy life as possible. In addition to eating a nutritious diet, working to keep weight in check, exercising, and avoiding tobacco. About Zoe Hyde. Dr. Zoe Hyde is a professor of health science at Curtin University in Bentley, Western Australia. Hyde is a Master of Public Health PhD. She is also a member of the Endocrine Society, the Public Health Association of Australia, and the Australasian Epidemiological Association, among other prestigious groups. She specializes in hormone replacement therapy and epidemiology. Conscious Evolution Response. We at the Conscious Evolution Institute respect and value the scientific contributions of Dr. Hyde and her clinical staff, but we feel confident that there is significant value in testosterone hormone replacement therapy for older gentlemen who have been diagnosed with testosterone deficiency. Any male who is diagnosed with abnormally low testosterone is eligible for physician-monitored testosterone replacement therapy. We recognize that there are risks involved with therapy regarding issues with the prostate and do not allow patients with a history of prostate cancer to utilize this therapy. We also monitor our patients closely for changes in prostate health, and if any complications arise, therapy will be suspended immediately. As a result of our vast clinical experience with testosterone hormone replacement therapy, we have witnessed firsthand the benefits that testosterone can provide to a deficient patient. If you are interested in learning more about this or any other of our 21st century hormone treatments, we urge you to call or contact us today. This audio program was provided by the Conscious Evolution Institute. If you found this program informative, we encourage you to visit hgh.tv. Thank you.